We're going to be reading in Ruth chapter 1, but this book, it portrays a beautiful love story between Ruth and Boaz. And I think that the reason that it's beautiful is because they had biblical love for each other.
Amen.
They followed God's leading and they did things right. Mm. True love doesn't lead in the wrong direction.
Amen.
That's what lust does.
That's right.
Ruth nailed it when it comes to showing biblical love, not just for Boaz, but for Naomi.
Yes.
Boaz also nailed it, and what we're going to see is how that looks, okay? I also want to point out some other good character traits that Ruth had, that's even some that Boaz had mentioned. Mm. But also, this is a love story of Boaz and Ruth, but if you really look deep, it's showing us God's love.
Yes.
For us.
That's right.
That's the really the biggest point. But what we're looking at here, let's look in verse 1. We're actually going to read several verses here in Ruth chapter 1. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab. He and his wife and his two sons. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife, Naomi. And the name of his two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they came into the country of Moab and continued there. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left and her two sons. And they took them wives of the women of Moab. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other, Ruth. And they dwelled there about 10 years. Mahlon and Chilion died also, both of them. And the woman was left of her two sons and her husband. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law, that she might return from the country of Moab. For she had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited his people and given them bread. Wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her. They went on the way to return unto the land of Judah. And Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, Go, return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you, as ye have dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant you that ye may find rest, each of you in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. And they said unto her, Surely we will return with thee unto thy people. And Naomi said, Turn again, my daughters, why will ye go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb that they may be your husbands? Turn again, my daughters, go your way, for I am too old to have an husband. If I should say I have hope, if I should have an husband also tonight, and should also bear sons, would you tarry for them till they were grown? Would you stay for them from having husbands? Nay, my daughters, for it grieveth me much for your sakes that the hand of the Lord has gone out against me. And they lifted up their voice and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. And she said, Behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. And Ruth said, Entreat me not to leave thee, nor or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest, will I die. There will I also will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. Mm. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your word. Yes. Thank you for bringing us hear this passage tonight, and I pray that you would illuminate our mind and our eyes to see and understand what you want us to. And Father, I know that each of us have different needs. And so I pray that your Holy Spirit will reveal individually to us what we need. Help me, Father, to relay your message accurately tonight. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So Naomi's husband and her two sons had died. She heard that the famine was lifted and God had showed mercy to her people and they had food. She decides to go back, and I'm sure just knew in her heart that Orpah and Naomi would just turn and go back home where they came from. So she advised them to go ahead and do that. I need to go back to my people. And they argued a little bit and said, well, no, we'll go with you. She says, look, I ain't got nothing to give you. Nothing.
Yeah.
I'll be a burden to you. Just turn around and go back home. Orpah said, okay. But Ruth, she had biblical love. And I'm not saying that Orpah didn't love Naomi. I'm sure she did.
Yeah.
But Ruth, she showed it.
Yeah.
She saw things differently. She had a different perspective of how to show love to Naomi than Orpah did. I don't know if you've ever noticed it or not, but two people in the same circumstances can very easily have two different, way different perspectives of the same thing.
Yes, amen.
Have you ever noticed that?
Yes.
most of the time, gratitude and unthankfulness lead to two extremely different perspectives. I'm sure I've probably told this story before. I'm going to tell it again. If you've heard it, pretend it was your first time. But I remember back in the housing bubble burst, back in 08, how many of you remember that?
Yeah.
The prices of houses had become quite inflated, and correction was made somehow, and all of a sudden the house that you were paying a whole lot for wasn't worth that anymore, but you were still having to pay it. And it caused a lot of problems. People lost their homes. Many people lost their jobs. And I remember going into this particular Jiffy store. And when I got up there to the counter, I asked the lady if she was having a good day. And she says, no. I said, well, I'm sorry. Why not? She says, well, I'm here. And when I get done here, I've got to go to my second job. I said, well, let me ask you something. Did you apply for these jobs on purpose? She said, well, yes. I said, well, then you got what you asked for. Why are you grumbling about it? There's a lot of people out there that would love to have your job.
Yeah.
That don't have a job.
Yeah.
It's interesting how that some people have to go to work and others get to.
Yeah, true.
And they work at the same place.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
With the same boss, the same co-workers,
yeah,
the same pay, the same conditions.
Right.
Wesley is super thankful for a mattress and a yard chair as his only furniture. Yet some of us grumble because we couldn't find the right vase to put our flowers in. And we have room after room after room full of furniture.
Yeah.
Cabinets, refrigerator full of food. Sometimes it's just perspective. And unthankfulness or gratitude will lead us in one direction or the other.
That's right.
Some people complain about having to get up early to go to work, while others are thankful that they can get out of bed
Amen.
On their own. Ruth, she chose to be thankful for Naomi and decided to stay with her, not for what she would gain, but what she could give. Mm. That's what true love is.
Amen.
Love is not taking, it's giving.
That's good. Amen.
Thankfulness will drive you to want to give back. Thankfulness breeds generosity.
Amen.
Ruth showed unconditional love and sacrificial love towards Naomi. She knew that she would never get a husband again from Naomi.
Mm.
We know the story. We've read it several times.
Yeah.
Ruth didn't.
Right. Amen.
She didn't know how it was going to turn out.
Right.
She didn't know who Boaz was. This was a big step for her. In fact, look at chapter 2. This is Boaz speaking. He talks about this a little bit. In verse 12, he said, "The Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust." So Boaz recognizes quickly a couple of good things about Ruth. I'm sure she was probably good looking. That's probably what turned his eye to start with. But then as he watched, he noticed a few things.
Yes.
She was a hard worker.
Yeah, amen.
It was harvest time. It was summertime. It was hot. But Ruth worked sun up to sun down every day for weeks and weeks. By the way, she didn't just work enough to get food for that day. She took an ephah of barley home the first day.
Right.
Does anybody have an idea how much an ephah is?
No, brother.
I didn't either, so I had to look it up. I think it's around 16 pounds of food. 16 pounds is the size of a healthy baby. Right? Now, think about this. 16 pounds of barley seed.
Wow.
That's way more than what you need for supper tonight. In fact, that's way more than what you need for supper for the next week. And she got so much every time she went because Boaz made sure of it. So why did she keep going back if she didn't need it? I think there was two reasons. One, she didn't want to be idle.
Mm.
We've all heard the cliche. Idleness is the devil's workshop, right?
Right.
Well, you don't find those words in that arrangement in Scripture, but you do find the principle there.
Yeah.
Idleness isn't good. Idleness causes problems. We've always known this.
Yeah.
Ruth knew this even before her great 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 grandson said it, Solomon. Boaz was attracted to Ruth not only because of her beauty but because of her hard work ethic. Here's the second reason I believe that she kept going back to get more food when they didn't need it. She was planning for rainy days and winter. Keep in mind, in the wintertime back then, they didn't drop and run to Walmart. They had to plan. They had to store up. That's why Solomon says, go to the ant, watch what she does, take heed, learn, then do.
Yeah.
Do what they do. That's what Ruth was doing. God-fearing, hard-working people are hard to find. They're like a precious jewel of great price. I found that jewel in Jeanette. Amen. I knew within the first week of meeting her that she had a whole lot of good qualities. I knew that she was going to be a good mama, and she was and is. I knew she was a hard worker. I knew a bunch of different things that I saw immediately. I knew she had character, Christian character, standards. I knew I needed to act fast. So I asked her to marry me 5 weeks after we met. In fact, I would have asked her 3 weeks after we met, but she had to go and leave on a 2-week missions trip with her parents. I praise God for Jeanette. Look in chapter 2 and verse 21. We're going to see another good quality about Ruth. Ruth, the Moabitess, said, he said to me also, talking about Boaz, thou shalt keep fast by my young men until they have ended all my harvest. And Naomi said unto Ruth, her daughter-in-law, it is good, my daughter, that thou go out with his maidens, that they, talking about those young men, that they meet thee not in any other field. So she kept fast by the maidens of Boaz to glean unto the end of barley harvest and of wheat harvest, and dwelt with her mother-in-law. Boaz instructs Ruth to work with his young men. I think he did that probably because he had already told them that when they're out there gathering for him, to throw a little extra in the path where Ruth is walking. Make sure she gets plenty. He was just trying to provide for her and for Naomi. And so he knew that that was going to happen if she would just stay close to his young men. He meant well.
Yeah.
So she tells this to Naomi, and Naomi's eyebrows go up. And she said to Ruth, Ruth, it'd be real good if you just worked with the ladies, not the young men. This mindset is unfamiliar with us today. Naomi saw some things that Ruth may not have. Maybe she did. The Bible doesn't say. But Ruth or Naomi saw some things. Naomi wanted her to marry Boaz. She made that clear.
Yeah.
She didn't want her catching the eye of a young man. She didn't want a young man getting interested in her. In other words, she didn't want her to get derailed on something that she shouldn't be getting derailed on. And Ruth, she obeyed. Remember now, Ruth is probably over 30. She's a grown woman. She'd been married. It wasn't like Naomi was treating her like a child. She was just simply saying, look, you need to work with the ladies, not the men. And Ruth obeyed. By the way, this problem is still true today. It's not good for men single or married, spend a lot of time with other women.
Amen.
And vice versa.
Right.
Familiarity with the opposite sex leads to problems.
Amen.
Doesn't matter what age we are.
That's right.
Yes, it would have been more fun and exciting for her to work for those guys. But Ruth chose obedience over instant gratification. And the reward was so much more than the fun that she forsook.
Amen.
There's a lot of things here in this book of Ruth that could help us. But I want to recap on these six things about Ruth that you and I ought to take heed to. Number one, Ruth learned to love unconditionally and sacrificially.
Yeah.
She didn't show love to Naomi because Naomi had something to offer. Naomi had no money, she had no food, she had no place. She had no more sons. She had nothing to offer. And Ruth chose to love her anyway. She wasn't looking to get something, she was looking to give.
Right.
Number two, Ruth was thankful and content with what she already had. What did she have? She didn't have a home. She didn't have a husband. She didn't have stuff. She didn't have a checking account. At the time she made this decision to follow Naomi, they were standing on a dirt trail with miles and miles to travel on foot. What was she going to gain? She had no idea. It wasn't about that. She was thinking to herself, I got to take care of Naomi.
Right.
She needs me. She was thankful and content. Number three, she was a hard worker. Number four, Ruth was a saver. She was prudent. She looked ahead. Number five, she was obedient. And number six, Boaz pointed this out. She trusted God. That's probably the biggest attraction that Boaz had for her. Again, I'm sure she was pretty, and I'm sure that when he walked up and saw her, he probably thought, But then they told him her story.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Ruth, the Moabitess.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she came back with Naomi. Naomi lost her husband, you know, and her two sons. One of them boys was Ruth's husband. But Ruth, she came back to help take care of Naomi. That's why she's out here in the field today. Boaz thought, that's not common. That's not common. He was attracted to that.
Yeah, amen.
If you and I could study these things about Ruth and implement them in our life, we too will receive a great blessing, just like Boaz told Ruth that she would, and she did. Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray. Father, I do thank you for your word. Lord, I thank you for this account that you've shown us in your word about Ruth. And Lord, I pray that you would help us to strive to be the God-fearing, loving, hardworking person that we ought to be.
Yes, Jesus, please.
Lord, help us to bring honor and glory to you because of every decision that we make.
Yes.
I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Let's stand, turn to page